So our journey also is nearly accomplished. Let's turn back to the immediate context of the parable and then conclude. The parable has been told, as we know, by the four elders headed by Mahakashyapa, and they compare themselves to the son in the parable. And the Buddha, of course, is the father. Formally, they say, in effect, they hadn't thought of following his example. They hadn't thought of becoming like the Buddha. They hadn't dared to think in those terms. They'd only thought in terms of following his teaching, his verbal teaching. And that teaching, it seems to indicate a lower, a lesser goal, the goal of individual emancipation, the goal of destruction, simply, of one's negative emotions. But they now realize, they say, that that is not enough. It's not enough just to destroy one's negative emotions. There are all sorts of positive qualities to be developed. It's not enough to have wisdom. One must have compassion too. It's not enough to be an arahant. One must become like the Buddha himself. One must follow the Bodhisattva path. One must aspire to supreme enlightenment, perfect Buddhahood. In other words, the four elders, headed by Mahakashyapa, wake up to the truth of what we've called the higher evolution of man. They realize that the Buddha isn't just something unique, unrepeatable. They realize that the Buddha is a sort of forerunner, that the Buddha is an example of what others too can be, what others too can become, what they can grow into, develop into, if only they make the effort. So they realize in effect that religion, to use the familiar, but perhaps not very happy term, they realize that religion is not just a personal affair in a negative, limited sense. They realize that religion, that the religious life, is part of, if you like, a cosmic adventure. And this is what we too have to try to realize. We have to try to realize that what, again for want of a better word, we call religion, when properly understood, is not something remote from life. It's not just a dull little churchy backwater. Religion, properly understood, is life become, as it were, conscious of its own upward tendency, its own tendency to grow and to develop. So whether we know it or don't know it, we are all involved, directly, indirectly, in this movement, this tendency, this upward movement, upward tendency of life. And this means that each one of us is the poor man in the parable. Each one of us is the son who's gone away. But each one of us also, if we did but know it, is the rich man, is the Father, and each one of us is making, even at this very moment, the return journey.